miracles that Jesus had performed.
他带领我们，当我们讲耶稣行的奇事。
After that, we would recite Bible verses and then end with a closing prayer.
然后我们就来背圣经，然后我们做结束祷告，这是我们每天的在学校的生活。
And that was the real background of how I really learned how to pray. How I really learned the meaning of prayer and how that helped me through my life.
哦，在那里我真正学到了我怎么如何求神做祷告。
One day at Sound State Christian School, we had a fundraising event that raffled off prizes.
有一天我们学校做筹款。
Unfortunately, I fell sick and I couldn't attend school until the following Monday.
我们做了很多的准备，可是真正到筹款活动那一天，我生病了，不能去了。
I was so disappointed because, you know, every child wants to win a prize.
我很失落，因为我真的很想得一个奖项。
But after coming to school, my teacher announced that I had not only won, but I had won the grand prize.
是当我转周回到学校的时候，老师跟我讲，不但你赢了奖，你还赢了头等奖。It
was a limousine ride with one friend out to lunch.
然后我的奖项是坐limousine，然后老师带我们去吃一个大餐。When
I thought about that, I'm like, how could have that happened when I wasn't even at school that day?
我在想，我没有去学校，怎么还得了一个头奖呢？
But to me, that didn't really matter. I was just a surprised little kid.
对，这简直是太奇妙了。And
I now realize that God's grace was with me that day.
对，那我真正体现到，真的是上帝是在怜悯我。Moving
further on to my life when I was in elementary school. Moving further on into my life when I was in elementary school.
然后神就带领我，然后继续我进入到我的小学的生活。
I would always get sick, and my asthma only made it worse.
我的哮喘病其实真的很厉害，常常让我生病，我的身体很不好。Whenever
I got sick, I would have trouble breathing and had to constantly bring my inhaler with me to school.
当我生病的时候，我不能够专心的来上课读书。
My family always prayed for me for a fast recovery whenever I became sick. But in the end, it would always take me 2 or sometimes even 3 weeks to get better.
哮喘病真的是很麻烦，要经过很长的时间才能康复。
Because of my slow recoveries, I started to doubt that praying helped, and I even doubted that God was even helping.
但是我没有失去信心，我常常希望神来医治我。Then
one night, I had an asthma attack.
有一天晚上真的很厉害。I
prayed, even though I doubted God, I silently prayed in my head as I was put into the stretcher to go into the ambulance.
对，我一直，对，以至于不能呼吸，妈妈还要打911，然后救护车把我拖走了。
One day later, I was dispatched from the hospital and returned home.
Oh，当我从医院回来的时候，
I looked back on that day and realized that God had answered my prayer.
然后我真正体会到神真的在听我的呼唤，听我的求助。I'm
so thankful for that because without him, I wouldn't be here today giving my testimony to all of you.
我真的要感谢神，如果没有神的帮助，我今天就不能站在台前。I
realized God had to delay his responses to me with my fast recoveries.
这一切都要归于神。
To a very traumatic incident where my faith would build up in him.
从中也增强了我对神的信心。
And ever since that experience, my connection with God has grown.
自从那以后，我对神的信心每一天日益剧增。
And I want it to continue to grow with Christ.
我也希望每天在继续成长，在灵里继续成长。
I want to thank all of my Sunday school teachers and Pastor Joe.
我想感谢主日学的每一位老师和Pastor Joe, 孙牧师。
For helping me grow spiritually throughout my life.
帮助我在这些年灵命的增长。
Because that's not something that comes easily.
靠我一个人是不行的。
And this, I'll end my testimony with Psalm chapter 18, verse 30.
好，那我下面做我的结束语。
As for God, His way is perfect.
是诗歌十八第十八节第十八章三十节。
As for God, His way is perfect.
神的道路是完全的。
The word of the Lord is flawless.
他的话是炼净的。
And He is a shield for all those who take refuge in Him.
只要投靠他，他都做他们的盾牌。谢谢。
Hello, everyone. I'm Ryan. Today, I'm going to do my testimony. And
大家好，我叫 Ryan， 高兴今天我能接受洗礼。
Okay. I knew Jesus Christ through my mom and through my family members.
我能认识主耶稣是因为我妈妈和我的家人。
I considered him as my savior because of the great deed he done for us.
我认为他是我的救主，因为他为我们牺牲在十字架上。
I had lots of changes since I received Jesus Christ.
我有很大的改变，因为主耶稣让我得到很大的感受。
I feel comforted and a feeling of worth with me daily.
我每天都可以感受到主耶稣让我得到很多的安慰以及温暖。
God has answered my prayers.
上帝他允许我的祷告。
He granted me with a healthy body and as well with a loving family.
他给我了充满非常强壮健康的身体和充满爱的家庭。
Being a Christian means a lot to me. I learned to worship God and follow His advice and learning in His words.
作为一个基督徒的我，对我意义很多。我学会了很多。我也学会了怎么敬拜神以及学习。
I'm really thankful to my parents.
我很感谢我的父母亲。
Bring me to the church and being able to interact with God.
能让我来到带我来带带我带领我来到教会和认识神。
I'm also thankful to my mom all these years of taking care of me.
我很感谢我的母亲这么多年来对我的照顾。
Keeping me safe with the help from God.
让我都能感受到从神那里我得到很多的安全感。
Becoming a Christian is one thing, but I always remember and never forget the sacrifices.
成为一个基督徒是一件事，但是我永远不会忘记 他为我们牺牲了在十字架上。
I'm really glad to be a part of the church and being a good Christian.
我真的很高兴能成为教会的一份子，并成为一个很好的基督徒。
May God lead me and everyone to live our life in righteousness and happiness.
愿神能带领我和大家一起在生活上，我们能得到正义和幸福。
谢谢大家。
哦，谢谢大家。
Hi, my name is Jerry Martin. I am 11 years old.
大家好，我名字是 Jerry Ma， 我今年11岁。
Today, I'd like to share about my experience with the miracles God has done throughout my life.
我想要分享神在我身上所行的神迹。
Because I was born in a Christian family, I knew God and believed in Him at a young age.
我生在一个基督教的家庭，但是第二代，我是第一代。我认识神，而且我在很年轻的时候，我就相信了他。
When I was 4 years old, I often got sick.
当我在四岁的时候，我常常生病。
I got headaches, stomach aches, and sometimes fevers.
我有头痛、肚子痛，有时候呢，还会发烧。
About every month, I would at least get sick once. It was very painful.
大概每一个月呢，我至少生病一次，然后那实在是非常痛苦的一件事。
Every day, I prayed for help, hoping that God would answer.
我每天呢都在祷告，请求神呢来帮助我，来医治我。
Next day, God did not answer. I was still sick, but I still prayed.
就是在隔天呢，上帝并没有回应我，但我仍然生病，但是我呢持续祷告。
A year later, God still did not answer.
祷告了一年之后呢，上帝还是没有回应我。
I was starting to doubt him. I was beginning to give up. I wonder if God really loved me.
于是呢，我就开始呢怀疑是否真的有神的存在。那我也真的要准备要放弃了，我在怀疑说上帝是否还爱我。
I started to lose faith.
我开始呢失去了信心。
After that day, I got sick more often.
就在那一天之后呢，我更常生病，生病次数更频繁。
It was too painful.
那真是、那真是太痛苦了。
So I repented and prayed one more time.
所以呢，我悔改，而且祷告，再一次的悔改和祷告。
3 years later, I was healed.
3年之后，哈利路亚，我得医治。
Because of this miracle, my faith has grown stronger.
因为这个神迹呢，我的信心呢就与日俱增，逐渐增强。
And because of this, one of my favorite verses is Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves; it is the gift of God.
就刚好是今天金句，以弗所书2:8，你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
And because of my faith, I am saved.
而且因为这个我的信心呢，我就被得救了。感谢主。
Thank you.
Thank you.
everyone. My name is Sophie Lin.
大家好，我的名字叫林子萱。
The reason I want to get baptized is because I want to become God's child and follow Him the rest of my life.
我想受浸的原因是我想要成为神的孩子，并且一生追求
他。I remember when I was 3 years old.
我记得我三岁的时候。
My sister Phoebe said a prayer with me, and I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
我的姐姐 Phoebe 带我做了一个祷告。接受上帝成为我的人的救主。
Now I'm going to share some of the miracles He done for me.
现在我要与大家分享上帝在我身上所做的
神迹。When I was 6 months old,
当我六个月的时候，
the doctors found out that my left leg was not in the right position.
医生发现我的左脚没有长好。
So I had to wear a special kind of heavy wooden shoes.
所以从那个时候，我必须要穿特别定做的木头脚。
Every night, my sister prayed for me by my crib so that my left leg can be healed.
每天晚上，我的姐姐就在我的床边为我祷告。
When I was 1 year old, God actually healed my leg.
当我一岁的时候，上帝真的医治了我的左脚。
So now I can jump and I can run.
所以我现在可以跳，可以跑。
There's another miracle He done for me.
还有另一个神迹。
When I was 1 year old, there was a muscle that didn't grow right in my body.
当我一岁的时候，我身体有一个肌肉没长好。
The doctor said if it doesn't get better by the time I was 4, I would need a surgery.
医生说如果我到四岁的时候还没长好，就需要做一个大手术。
But God healed me again.
神又医治了我。
When I heard this when I was older, I knew that prayer does work.
当我长大听到这些事，我知道祷告真的有用。
There was one time that I was really scared of doing things by myself.
有一阵子我非常怕自己一个人。
I was scared of doing things by myself because there was this time I was on the car waiting for my mom.
我很害怕的原因是有一次我在车上等我妈妈。
Suddenly, there was this guy standing next to my car window that had mental problems.
突然有一个神经病的人站在我的车。
That guy started to stare at me with a really funny and scary face.
那个人开始用好笑但可怕的眼神瞪了我。
I didn't know what to do.
我当时不知道该怎么做。
The only thing I thought of is to do that face back at him.
所以我就瞪回去。
Then he started to walk away screaming.
那个人就开始尖叫的走开。
I was so afraid of that guy, I was afraid of doing things by myself.
我感到非常害怕，所以就害怕自己一个人。
But after my mom told me a verse that God is always by my side.
但当我妈妈告诉我一个经文，说神一直在我旁边。
Here is a verse that my mom told me.
以下是这经文是我妈妈告诉我的。
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
神耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我害怕谁呢？
The Lord is my strength and my life. Who shall I be afraid?
耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？
Psalm 27 verse 1.
诗篇二十七篇第一节。
After I wasn't afraid anymore.
从那个时候我就不害怕了。
Getting baptized is something really special to me.
能够受浸对我来说是很特别的。
I want to keep living for Jesus.
我想为主而活。
Because He's the one true God.
因为他是真的的主。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
大家好，我叫 Mina。
Hi everybody, this is Mina.
我是搬到95132以后，在公园带大女儿玩时，遇到了一位西班牙的奶奶。
When I moved to zip code 95132, I met an older lady in the park.
她看起来优雅、自信、亲切、和善，我就同意和她一起研读圣经。
She looks very kind.And with great character, I decided to do Bible study with her.
她是我接触的第一位基督徒，是耶和华见证人。
She's the first Christian that I encountered, and she's a Jehovah Witness.
她常用圣经解答我的疑问。
She often used Bible to answer my questions.
她带我参加聚会， 从他们身上我看到了很多好的品格和习惯。
She invited me to join them for the Bible study, and I observed a lot of good character and virtues among them.
但耶和华见证人他不相信三位一体，不过生日、感恩节和圣诞节。
But Jehovah Witnesses, they don't celebrate birthday, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
而且一些学校的活动，小朋友也不可以参加。
And a lot of school activities, their children do not participate.
这些对于我来说是蛮难做到的。
It is pretty difficult for me to follow that.
后来我的一位朋友向我推荐一个小孩子成长很好的地方。北区基督徒会堂的 Awana Club.
One of my friends had recommended a children program for me. It's in CCIC Awana Club.
送小朋友去的同时，我也开始了长达三年的周五晚上的圣经学习。
Sending them on a side benefit, I had started 3 years long Bible study group.
这时我学圣经只是为了吸收知识。
At that time, I studied Bible just to fulfill, or just to learn knowledge.
我所在的福音组有一半都不是基督徒。
The group I was in, half of them are not Christians.
受过去思维模式和从小接受教育的束缚。
Due to my past experience and my past education.
我们虽然质疑进化论。
Even though I have a doubt with evolution.
大家也很愿意相信，但一时。也很难相信主如上帝造人造世界耶稣复活等等神迹。
Due to my past experience and education, it was hard for me to believe that God created the world and he created human and he rose from the dead.
其实我发现顽固的人在一起真的是会相互影响的。
I discovered that stubborn people with stubborn people is influencing each other.
中间有两位姐妹生活上有些变故。突然就受尽了。
Two of the sisters in the group had some changes in their life, and they decided to get baptized.
我就在想，难道我只有在受到挫折的时候才能感受到神的爱吗？
And I was thinking to myself, can I only feel God's love when I face obstacles?
之后，我又怀孕生产，离开了 CCIC 两年。
After I got pregnant, I left CCIC for 2 years.
回到教会发现两年间我大女儿同年龄的好朋友不知道什么原因都不在那边了。
After I returned back to church, a lot of my older daughter's friend had gone.
大女儿不愿意去教会，而且每次去 Awana 的时候都很勉强。
My oldest daughter was unwilling to go to Awana.
我就试着再给她找适合她待的地方。
I tried to find a new place for her to go.
去年十月左右，我来到了方舟。
Last year, October, I have found this church.
在一次唱诗时，我的眼泪忍不住地流出来。
During one worship service, and my tears keep coming down.
这是我第一次感受到了圣灵的感动。
This is the first time I was moved and touched by the Holy Spirit.
感恩节时，大女儿看到 Joyce 阿姨受洗。
Joyce got baptized during Thanksgiving.
她就一直很期望我也变成基督徒。
And she really hoped that I can become a Christian too.
时不时的就会问我，妈妈，你受洗的日期到底是哪一天？你决定了吗？
She often asked me, Mom, when are you going to get baptized? Have you had the date set yet?
我以前也没有祷告的习惯。
I didn't have a habit of praying.
现如今我的小女儿她只有两岁，她几乎每天都跟我说。妈妈，我们祷告吧。
My beloved little daughter asked me every day to pray with her.
从前我只是偶尔在自己有需要的时候才祷告。
Well, in the past, I only pray when I need it.
只是为了让自己感觉好一点。
Just to make myself feel better.
那时候祷告也不是为了亲近上帝，而是为了舒缓情绪。
At that time, I wasn't praying to be close to God, but just merely to calm myself down.
我也不奢望上帝。能够回应我的祈求。
And I don't even expect God to answer my prayer.
其实这些都是信心不足的表现。
And these are all the result of lack of faith.
现在我每天在好姐妹凯莉在 LINE 上带领我灵修读经。
Now we have daily devotion on the line with a group of a woman in our church.
每周一参加妇女小组的学习。
Every Monday we have women Bible study.
我感受到了耶和华通过成熟的基督徒的弟兄姐妹来强化和鼓励我。
I felt that God strengthens us through mature Christians.
我了解到祷告不是一种精神寄托。
I learned that prayer is not merely to calm down my mood.
也不是改善心情的方法。
It's not a way to change my emotion.
也不是我们别无他法时的最后一招。
It's not our last resort.
而是跟耶和华上帝沟通的方式。
It's the way that we can communicate with God.
诗篇55章22节说，要把重担卸给耶和华，他必抚养你。
Psalm 52:22. Cast your care upon the Lord, he will sustain you.
神也一步步地带领我，急着点滴小事，向我显示他是一位掌管万事全能的神。
God is slowly teaching me, step by step, showing me that he's all powerful and all sovereign.
我大女儿已经四年级了。某日我们都死故，她的分数不是很高，只有810分多一点。
My oldest daughter, she is in fourth grade, and the score of this school is not very high, around 800.
我们就申请了Chart School KIPP 的 middle.
And we have applied for another better school, CKK.
KTIP.
KTIP.
Sorry, KIPP.
KIPP.
虽然我们没有，本来就没有抱希望，只是去试一试。
We didn't have a great hope on it.
三月份接到通知，我们在 waiting list 上100多位。
In March, we received a notification. We were on the waiting list, around 100.
那时候心里还是很失落的。
We were very,
我就开始考虑换房或者租房，非常的烦恼。
We were thinking about maybe we should move or we should go rent in a better place.
这时奇迹出现了。
The miracle had arrived.
四月二十四号，我忽然接到电话和邮件，说我们八月份可以去参加这个 school 了。
So in April 4th, we received a letter and email notify us that we can join their school.
我拿到表格的时候，看到报名四月四号已经截止。
When I received the application, I noticed the day it's already expired.
感谢神了解我们的处境。
I thank God that He understands our circumstances.
甚至连我们无法表达的感觉，他也明白。
Even when we don't know how to express our thoughts.
我只是祷告说把烦恼交托给他。
I just pray that I will cast my worry upon Him.
他就按照我们的需要帮助我们，用我们意想不到的方式给我们力量去应付难题。
And he showed us miracle and strength to face our obstacle. And
还有一件很有趣的事。
As one funny instance.
我年轻的时候表现比较好，所以党组织就要求我写入党申请书。19岁我就入了党。
When I was young, I was doing really well and performed really well in my organization. So the Chinese Communist Party had invited me to join them.
来美国这么多年，我都没有再交过党费。
And since I joined it when I was 19, and I have been here for so long, I have never paid the annual due.
按照章程，我早已经退党了。
According to the policy, I should be removed from the party.
好玩的是，一个星期前，我突然接到原单位的电话。
The funny thing is, I received a phone call from my original organization.
问我党籍关系的处理，希望我慎重考虑。
They want to ask me to reconsider joining them.
五月五号，我完成了委托行政单位办理停止党籍的手续。
In May 5th, I had asked them to remove me from the party.
这是神在我受浸前需要我彻底的摒弃旧我，得重生得救。
This is God's mercy to remove me from my old self into a new creation.
感谢主让我来到这里。
I'm very grateful that God bring me here.
让我在一群彼此人生轨迹迥然不同，但能在一起彼此交心，谈论各自人生经历，分享生命中喜怒哀乐的弟兄姐妹的关怀下受浸。
Bring me to this big family, although we all have a different life path and all a different experience, and we can share and grow in the Lord.
是神的爱引领我们从陌生人变成朋友，变成一家人。
It's God's love that brings us close.From a stranger to friend and friend to family.
神给了我爱，也让我有能力和意愿用这样的爱去爱别人。
God give me love, and He also give me strength to carry His love, to love others the way He loves me.
我的人生有了明确的目的，行事为人也有了正确的标准。
Now I have a goal in my life, and I also have a standard for being a person.
神也帮助我成为一个更好的妻子和妈妈。
God also helped me to become a better wife and better mom.
我愿意打开心门，接受神做我的救主。
And I'm willing to open my heart to receive Him as my Savior and Lord.
谢谢。
Thank you.
I
would like to thank all five of them who are going to be baptized today.
我有准备一个信息。
I have prepared a message.
我上台才看得到钟。
And I just noticed the time.
我决定就不讲了。
I decided that I'm not going to preach my sermon today.
还是讲三分钟吧。
But just allow me 3 minutes.
我大概分享一下为什么我们要来受浸。
I'd like to share that why we want to be baptized.
浸礼其实从旧约的时代特别在两约之间呢，慢慢就有这种洗礼的这种习惯，或者是这种礼仪能够慢慢在发展出来。
The ceremony of baptism has been developing for a long time, even between the two testaments.
所以到了耶稣基督的时代的时候，我们就圣经上描写施洗约翰，他就出来在约旦河为很多的人来施洗。
So in the New Testament that we see John the Baptist has already come out and baptized people.
所以他的信息只有一个，就是天国近了，你们要悔改。
So John only has one message that God is near, that you shall repent.
他指着那些来受洗的人说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒？
So he was telling those people who came to him wanting to be baptized that you, the brood of vipers, why do you come here to try to flee the wrath of God?
你们要结出果子来与悔改的心相称。
You should produce or bear the fruits in keeping with God's grace.
所以约翰的信息很清楚，就是你们要悔改。
So the message of John's message is very clear that you should repent.
但我们称它为他的洗，好像就是一个悔改的洗。
So we call his baptism as the baptism of repentance.
但我发现很多人来到他的就是洗礼当中，受完洗以后，但是生命还是可能他还是一样。
So the time that we saw people, many people came to him and got baptized, but did not see any behavioral changes.
兵丁仍然用强暴来待人。
The soldiers were still was very violent with people.
税吏也继续欺压百姓。
The tax collectors were still suppressing the people at the time.
所以大家都想要悔改。
So people all want to repent.
都想要结果子。
We all want to bear fruits.
可是没有那个能力。
But we do not have the power to change.
只有神，就只有借着施洗约翰的话。
So at the time, they only rely on John's words.
就是你们要逃避将来的愤怒啊。
The message was you need to flee the wrath of God.
说的难听一点，就是John the Baptist 他 threaten 那些 people.
So if we put it in a worse situation, is that he threatened them.
不悔改就有祸啦。
If you don't repent, then you are damned.
这是旧约的时代人的一个无奈，也是没有力量，无力。
Shows us the helplessness of the people in the Old Testament.
只有一个律法，一个要求加在他们的身上。
There was only the requirements, the demands of laws that's cast upon us.
还有很多的恐惧，怕未来的愤怒。
And the fear that we feel about future.
但是到了耶稣基督来了以后。
So, but when Jesus came.
施洗约翰说：“我是用水给你们施洗，但是有一位能力比我更大的，他要来来用圣灵与火来给你们施洗。”
John Baptist said that I only baptize you with water, but the one that is to come will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
所以我们都知道，在五旬节的时候，圣灵降临。
So we know that during Pentecost, the Holy Spirit has arrived.
在门徒聚集的时候，有舌头如火焰分开，就落在个人的头上。
So when the believers were gathering together, there was fire that fell upon them, and they started to speak in tongues.
他们就被圣灵充满。
So they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以一个圣灵新的时代就开启了。
So the new era has begun with the Holy Spirit's arrival.
在这个时代里面，当我们愿意接受主的时候，圣灵照着应许就进到我们的心里面。
So in this era, as long as we follow and obey His words and willing to believe Him, then we're blessed with the Holy Spirit's presence.
这是一个新的一个好像一个圣灵的一个洗礼。
So this is a new baptism in the Holy Spirit.
是一个能力更大的洗礼。
It's a greater power.
借着圣灵住在我们的心里面，让我们能够真实的有能力活出神所要我们活出来的样式。
Through living in the Spirit, that we can live out the life that He has asked us to live.
所以我们受洗是归入耶稣基督的死。
So in baptism, we enter into His death.
好叫我们复活，好叫我们从水里起来的时候，我们能一举一动能够有新生的样式。
So we can also rise from the water and have a new life.
因此呢，我们就知道我们是受洗归他的死，也就是我们决定，我们定义把我们的自己定在十字架上，跟他在一起。
So when we decided to have the baptism, it means that we enter into the death with Christ.And also crucify our old self on the cross.
能够弃绝我们一切的私欲，比如说我们的贪心、我们的骄傲这一些的东西。
So we are also willing to give up our pride, our greed.
但是我们不是没有力量，因为圣灵在我们的心里面来帮助我们。
But we will have the power from the Holy Spirit to help us.
这就是在我们这个时代一个洗，我们是用水在洗，但是实际上是圣灵把我们洗在一起。
So even though we're using the water to be baptized, but we know that the Holy Spirit is with us, and the person is baptized in spirit.
所以我们称为这是一个能力更大的一个洗。
So we say that this is the even greater power of baptism.
所以我们当洗礼的时候，我们会整个人浸在水里面，然后从水里面上来。
So we will immerse the person totally under the water, and then bring the person up from the water.
表示我们旧人在水里面死了，好像我们被埋了，被土所埋葬了一样。
So the symbolic meaning is that we are totally buried under the earth when we are immersed under the water.
当我们再从水里起来的时候，好像我们就从坟墓里面走出来了，我们就复活，得到新的生命。
And when you get out of the water, it's a symbolic meaning that you have risen with Christ.
在这个当中，跟旧约的时代是一样的程序。
So the process is the same.
但是少了一个最重要的一个 ingredient, 一个元素，就是圣灵在我们的心里面。
But the most important part is the Holy Spirit will be dwelling in you.
所以靠着圣灵的能力，我们能够行我们一切的善行。
So with the help of Holy Spirit, that we'll be able to live out the life that He has demanded us.
遵行神的旨意。
To obey His will.
当我们经过洗礼以后呢，我们就加入。成为教会的一个分子。
And also through baptism that we will become a member of His church.
成为基督的一个肢体。
And become a body, a part of His body.
这不是一个人的事情，好像不是一个人说，我今天受浸了，就是我的事情，不只是这样。
This is not only a personal matter.
这也甚至不是一个教会的事情，不只是这个教会，我们教会的事情而已。
And it's not only related to the church of this particular Ark Baptist Church.
实际上，一个人受洗是一个天国的大事。
So actually, when one person got baptized, it has everything to do with the heavenly kingdom.
当一个人受洗的时候，加入神的国度的时候，整个神的国度就更加的丰盛、丰富起来。
So when each of you are baptized, then all the kingdom of the God's kingdom is all involved and concerned.
在路加福音特别讲到说，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也要这样为他欢喜。
In Luke, it says that as long as one person repents, all the person will rejoice with them.
所以天上的使者都在那边欢喜拍掌，哇，有人受洗了，他们就在上面拍手，可能比我们还大声吧。
So all the angels and messengers in heaven will be rejoicing with you guys today.
所以不是我们一个人的事，也不是只是教会的事，这是天国的事。
This is not a personal matter; it's a church matter and it's a kingdom matter.
从此以后就加入了神的身体，成为一个身体的一个部分。
And from now on, you will become a part of the Christ, a body of the Christ, and also a member of the church.
这个时候大家就是一体了，一个生命的共同体了。
And so we are all part of the body of Christ.
其中如果在这个当中有一个人受苦，其他人跟着是受苦的。
So if any one of us who suffers, all of us will be suffering.
有一个肢体他得荣耀的话，所有的肢体都很快乐。
And if any one of us is honored, all of us will be rejoicing with the person.
如果有的人在我们当中出了名的话，我们大家都很高兴，都好像与有荣焉。
And if one person among us became famous, all of us would be honored as well.
我就常常在想说，为什么 Jeremy Lin 不是在我们教会长大的？
I often think that how come Jeremy Lin didn't grow up in our church?
不然我们就可以出去说， Hey, Jeremy Lin, 哦，那是我们教会的。
Otherwise, I can tell people that, oh, he's from our church.
一个团体 休戚与共，我们彼此是一家人的关系。
So this is a body of Christ that we are all together. This is a family.
真正的家人跟外面是不一样。真正的家人就是一个人好，另外一个人就很高兴。
So the true family is that when one person is doing well, everyone is happy and rejoice with the person.
你会想到说，如果明天你到公司去上班的时候，你很好的时候，大家都不高兴。
So you can also think that when you go to work in the morning and when you're doing well, the other people may not be as happy as you are.
因为他就没有机会升官了。
Because then he loses the chance of being promoted.
所以那不是家人，家人就是大家一起得荣耀。
So that's not family, but family, if you have the family, family will be happy for you.
所以今天我们要为五位的弟兄姐妹来施洗。
So today we're going to baptize these five brothers and sisters.
透过这个洗礼，他们要见证他们对神的一个表达他们的一个心智。
So through this baptism, they're going to declare their faith in Jesus Christ.
同时，他也对我们所有的众人是一个美好的一个见证。
And they're making a testimony in front of all of us.
当然，也在众天使的面前，他们来宣告，今天他们归入了主耶稣基督的身体。
And in front of all the angels and messengers above, they're proclaiming that they have become a part of this church and a part of God's kingdom.
对他们自己而言，我相信更有一些的期许，因为从今以后就是不再一样，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And also the expectation would be everything old will be gone.And everything would become new.
所以我们大家今天不一定是受洗啊，只有五个人，对不对？但是我们的心情是不是很兴奋、很高兴呢
？So even though you're not being baptized today, but do you feel the happiness in the air?
好，最后呢，如果是这样的话，我们就用掌声来为他们加油打气吧。
牧师有提到说，这个旧事。